Song of the Day winner right there. Congratulations going out to Live the Web, girl. Big, big win. All right, rough
Thank
crowd.
You.
Rough
Thank
crowd.
You.
Rough
Thank
crowd.
You.
Rough crowd. Rough crowd. Hey, by the way, tomorrow, of course, being a Thursday, is a throwback Thursday. That's the category. And if you got any suggestions for maybe Friday or Monday or anything next week that we could do for a category, yo, hit us up. Slide into our DMs. It's Joe and Mackenzie. Coming up, we've got the tea with Mackenzie. Also today, if you cannot find a good man or good woman, apparently you're not alone. We're going to want to talk to you about that and see exactly what is your deal. Like, why is it? There's this guy.
Why are you looking at me like
no,
that,
No, I'm Jeff? Not. I'm making eye contact because we need to communicate. I'm not saying that's you. Why, do you feel threatened?
He just is like, winky, wink.
Mackenzie. No, actually. But no, actually, we'll delve into that maybe a little bit. Also, coming up at 7:50, 6:50 Central today, Box of Shame. I lost yesterday. I rolled the lowest number with their dice, which means I have to face the Box of Shame, which has some kind of consequence, which can suck. Live the Web Girl last week was Pumpkinhead. She had to walk into a Starbucks and order pumpkin spice lattes.
Side note, why is that Pumpkinhead still in the studio? I cannot believe it's not molding like crazy.
I asked the boss if they wanted it removed, and they're like, no, it's fine, so I'm not removing it. I asked one time. That's all I do. One and done.
Okay, let's see how long it'll last. We should take bets. November 6th, we still have
I've
this
got
pumpkin.
I've got a running bet. Our printer's been broken for a week and a half. That thing's still going. So I bet this thing will be here till at least Thanksgiving. Just turn it around, it'll look like a festive pumpkin. So
I'll make a cornucopia.
Oh, what's that smell? I don't know, but I'm going to Lysol that too.
So gross.
All right, you guys ready for what we're into? Let's do it.
I'm into it. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
I would like to go first for what I'm into. And listen, I sometimes do the hard work that other people don't want to do. And you know what? I don't complain about it because I feel like that is my job. I was tasked with it, so I need to do it and not complain. What was my hard work this week for what I'm into? Well, I have heard that the Popeye's chicken sandwich is really good, but it's been gone for months. Well, guess what? I went the other day and I got the regular Popeye's chicken sandwich, and I heard the spicy chicken sandwich is pretty good too. So I bought both. Now, my one complaint, a little spicy, or a little pricey, I should say. It was like $3, almost $4 per sandwich, but it's cool. I got two of them. I tried them. Guys, let me tell you, that's a good sandwich.
Now, how long did you wait in line? I went to the competitor. My little girl wanted to go to Chick-fil-A. So we went. I have never seen anything like it. 25 deep. How long did you wait at Popeye's?
I got lucky. I went there after work. Of course, I didn't leave till after 12. But when I did, I got there around like 12:20 or so. This place just north of our job. And I went there, 8 cars in line. So not that long.
Wow.
I think I was in and out in 10 minutes, which I was surprised by. And I love both sandwiches. I thought they were delicious. And they were huge, giant, like 2 hands to eat. But I did like the spicy one a little bit more. I had like a little bit of that Cajun, like whatever dressing they had on there.
Yeah.
Or like the mayonnaise. Oh, something. It was just so good. So I would recommend that. Now, just to make sure I knew what I was talking about before what we're into, I went last night after I voted and I went and grabbed a regular Chick-fil-A sandwich. Guys, I can't pick a winner because they're both good in their own ways. So I think I'll do it again today.
I
it's
love that
tough.
You decide, like your side hustle, you're a food critic. That's
I
awesome.
Have to be. I have to be. Hashtag Joe on the go. I don't know, something like that. But yeah, I'm into this week. I thought it was really good. You should check it out if you can get one. The Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich. What about you, Mackenzie? What are you into?
Okay, so I'm into beauty, and I think beauty starts with your skin. I am obsessed with the new Salt Facial.
Mm.
And so a Salt Facial, basically, it uses natural healing detoxifying power of salt, and it's like scrubby, scrub, scrub. So it's going to, first of all, exfoliate your skin like none other. Then it's a combination of ultrasound energy and LED multi-wave light to improve your skin tone. So this is great for like your skin tone, wrinkles, sun damage, pigmentation, stretch marks, if you have crazy enlarged pores, all of the things. So you get the exfoliation, the ultrasound with the light therapy. I'm telling you, new skin. Because I feel like if you have beautiful skin, you don't need to do a whole lot else. Am I right?
Well, I wish I had beautiful skin. Why are you looking at me?
Try a salt facial, and I'll tell you, I love to go to Chernoff, and so I will, Dr. Chernoff, I'll put a link up if you guys want to try it out. But I just, wherever you want to go, it is amazing.
All right, dope. Liv the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
I am into a new shampoo and conditioner. So it's from Unite is the brand, but it's from their 7 Seconds collection. And so I've been using their shampoo and their conditioner, and I absolutely love it. It just makes my hair feel so much healthier and so much more moisturized just because I have some damage from getting my hair colored like over a year ago. So yeah, it just has a really, really helpful, and it leaves it leaving so soft and so shiny.
Now, do you use a purple shampoo for blonde? Is it purple?
No.
Okay.
It's just, it's universal. So
nice.
For any hair color.
And Choppy Chops, producer Pork Chop, what are you into, my man?
So a couple months ago, I said I was into an app called Shipt. Shipt. And the reason I was into it is because I wanted to be one of the shoppers that gets paid to shop. But I don't know, I couldn't figure it out. And I was like, I'm not paying people to do my grocery shopping because I don't even grocery shop. But anyways, my boyfriend helped me figure it out that you have to download the app called Shipt Shopper. I didn't know there was 2 separate apps.
Shipt Shopper?
Yes. So I downloaded that and I had my interview, and now today I'm going to start shopping, and they said you can make up to $22 an hour plus people can tip you. So
it's good money, man. My sister-in-law who... unfortunately, she's a counselor, but teachers and counselors do not get paid enough money for all the great work that they do. She does that on the side, and she makes good money.
She's a secret shopper?
No, she's a
Shipt shopper.
Oh, can we be honest? I'm really scared. We're going to swear. Let's just say she's a shopper.
Okay.
Okay. I don't like any of the S words. But yeah, she shops for Shipt. This is dangerous. She does good. Now, Mackenzie, you missed yesterday. Pork Chop was trying to do, I guess he had to, do you have to like do a video resume?
Oh, yeah. I did
it. Liv, help me out.
To be a Shipt shopper.
Mackenzie, you're scaring me.
You have to send in videos as part of your interview. And he was like, oh my gosh, like, what's my biggest achievement? Like, Liv, what's my biggest achievement? I was like, I don't know, like...
Hostage boy.
Yeah. And so then he was like, okay. And he was like, so then we start hearing him. And he goes, my biggest achievement was being a volunteer firefighter. And so then Joe... like kind of chuckles.
Aww.
And we didn't know that you couldn't restart the video. So then I started laughing because Joe chuckled and we're just like messing around, like just super slab happy at the end of the day. And we thought we ruined Pork Chop's interview.
Yeah, he was not happy with us.
But he got the job.
Yay. Yay. So I'm going to start Shipt shopping today. Shipt shopping.
So you shop for other people.
Yes.
And then you get paid. Cool.
All right, there you go. If you're looking for somebody to deliver your groceries, Pork Chop will for you. So there we go.
Wow, baby.
Mackenzie, what's coming up in the...
OMG, there's a hot new couple alert.